Welcome to KGNU's Morning Magazine. It's Thursday, February 24th of 2022. I'm your host, Shannon Young. Thank you for joining us here on listener-supported community radio. Coming up on today's program, if you're looking for a way to dance away the winter blues with a Brazilian carnaval, there's an event for that this weekend. And food columnist John Lindorf will be in the Boulder studio this morning with a pair of guests, the owners of Raising Cane's authentic Puerto Rican and soul food restaurant. So get ready to get hungry. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have the BBC News headlines. Then it's a public affair with Tish Buford. Her guest today is Nadine Bridges of One Colorado. Coming up at 9 o'clock on the Radio Book Club, we'll hear from Denver author Robert Justice speaking about his new novel, They Can't Take Your Name. The story, set in Five Points in Denver, tells of a wrongful conviction. That's the Radio Book Club coming up at 9. And at 9:30, Doug Gertner will be in the Denver studio to bring you 2.5 hours of eclectic music with the Morning Sound Alternative. All that's still ahead this morning, but first we'll start with local and regional headlines with KGNU's Benita Lee.
The Arctic blast moving through Colorado continues to affect COVID testing site operations. Health officials announced that state-managed and community testing sites will be on a delayed start or closed today, as has been the case for much of this week. A list of delayed and closed locations can be found at covid19.colorado.gov. Westminster firefighters responded Wednesday to a report of an explosion at a townhome complex. The resulting fire at the Stratus townhomes near West 80th Avenue and Sheridan Boulevard left 3 people with minor injuries. Police believe they have accounted for all human occupants, however, 5 pets were reported missing. Just the day before, a house was leveled by an explosion less than 2 miles away. 1 person was killed. Firefighters say the townhome blast is not believed to be related to the house explosion that occurred on the 7700 block of Knox Court. The Adams County coroner will release the deceased's identity after notifying the family. The city of Boulder is planning a new climate tax for November's ballot election. According to the Boulder Reporting Lab, the ballot measure would combine 2 taxes already in use. The current tax programs add surcharges to utility bills. Both taxes collect about $3.9 million per year for climate programs. The new ballot proposal is to create a single climate tax paid for by energy utilities who would charge customers on their bills. If passed, Boulder hopes to use the tax to spend more on resilience and adaptation to climate change. This includes planting shady trees in the city and making water systems resistant to flooding. A Denver judge has dismissed a lawsuit over the development of the dormant Park Hill Golf Course. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Denver Judge Ross Buchanan, a judge on the 2nd District Court in Colorado, dismissed the lawsuit filed on behalf of the grassroots group Save Open Space Denver. The Denver Post reports that the plaintiffs include former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb and former Democratic lawmaker Penfield Tate. The ruling comes after Save Open Space Denver, in last November's election, helped to get the passing of Ordinance 301. That measure said that any redevelopment plans for the dormant 150-acre Park Hill Golf Course in northeast Denver must reach voter approval in a citywide election before moving forward. The lawsuit argued that since the former golf course property is subject to a city-owned conservation easement, it would be illegal for city staff to allow planning to clear the way for the easement to be lifted and the course to be redeveloped. In his ruling signed on February 10th, Judge Buchanan found that the plaintiffs lack standing to bring the suit, in part because the city and Westside Investment Partners, the developer that bought the property in 2019, have not yet requested that the conservation easement be lifted. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Officials from Boulder County, Louisville, and Superior announced Wednesday that fire-damaged foundations will now qualify for the debris removal program. Foundation removal is a concern for residents affected by the Marshall Fire because it accounts for about 10 to 20% of overall cleanup costs. FEMA has not yet approved Colorado lawmakers' requests to cover foundation removal in disaster funding. However, residents who opt into the debris removal program will automatically qualify to have both debris and foundations cleared. Boulder County will work with the state and the residents' insurance companies to pay for cleanup efforts. Property owners participating in the program will not accrue additional charges. More information is available at the Boulder County website. Jeffco Public Schools have hired the former Douglas County Schools Superintendent, Corey Wise. The conservative majority of Douglas County's school board voted to terminate Wise earlier this month during a controversial public meeting. Four new elected board members in the majority said they wanted to fire Wise because they did not feel that he supported their goals to make changes for the district. Wise worked in the Douglas County Schools for over 20 years. His new role at Jeffco is temporary. He will serve as a community superintendent for the rest of the school year. For the weather, light snow is possible this morning throughout the Front Range. In Boulder today, a high near 23 with wind chill as low as negative 7. Tonight, a low around 7 with wind chill values as low as 0. In Denver, a high around 24, a low tonight around 6, with wind chill values as low as negative 2. In Fort Collins, a high near 20, but wind chill values as low as negative 11, a low around 1 degree this evening, with wind chill as low as negative 10. Outside the Boulder studios, it's around 5 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.
You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. Chilly weather got you down? Does pandemic confinement have you feeling sedentary? Would dancing it off at a Brazilian carnival cheer you up? Boulder's Creativity Alive is hosting an all-ages indoors event this weekend with live Brazilian music. Masks are not required, but proof of negative COVID test results are. KGNU's Rosana Longobetter spoke with dancer, artist, and founder of Creativity Alive, Merlene Holmes, about the details of their first indoors performance since the start of the pandemic.
This will be our first indoor performance in the last 2 years. Yay! Bravo! And our first indoor dance where people can come together and move and freely connect and smile and see each other's faces while we are still having our own set of COVID precautions that we are using by requiring everyone to have rapid tests. Because we know we are still in a high transmission state of COVID, even with the mask mandate being lifted. And yet we want to provide a safe environment. Our mission is to inspire creativity and build community. That does not involve getting people sick. And so we are able to do this indoors with live music and full dancing just by having the maximum surety that people will not actually have COVID. So we're just requiring people to take a COVID test, a rapid COVID test or a PCR test before they come. So that's how it will be different. We're indoors in the winter, smiling and dancing and laughing and listening to brilliant, brilliant live music.
This event is going to be indoors. It's a carnival. Who is going to be playing?
Oh, Gui Kronberger is the vocalist. She is from Brazil, and she embodies the heart and soul of this music. She's just, I met her during the pandemic, and my heart just melted in hearing her voice and then in connecting with her, because she's just a beautiful, beautiful person. And she is being accompanied by two fabulous musicians, Bill Copper, who's a master guitar player, and Raul Rossiter on drums. Both of them are steeped in the Brazilian traditions and love this music and really bring it to life. So the three of them are coming together to provide music for our carnival dance.
Where is it going to be located?
This will be in the Boulder Mennonite Church in the Table Mesa area. So, and a beautiful sanctuary with lots of room for moving and dancing.
So people are required to use masks in this event?
No, people are not required to use masks in this event, and they're not required to be vaccinated. What we want to know is that we have the highest likelihood of knowing that people do not have COVID. So that's why we have a requirement that everyone take a test before coming in, whether it's a PCR test 72 hours in advance or a rapid test within 5 hours. And we will have some rapid tests available there by reservation as well, just with enough of a donation to cover the cost of them. But they are also readily available now. You can get free COVID rapid tests from the state of Colorado. You can get them, 4 of them, from the federal government. Your healthcare provider is supposed to provide them free of charge, or they're readily available just for purchase in the pharmacies. I saw them at Safeway the other day. They are available now. So let's use this tool to keep so that we can do the things we love while keeping the people we love still safe.
Why do we need dance in our lives?
And for that, I can just speak, you know, from my own experience as a dancer and a musician. To be alive, I need dance and movement and to feel truly in my place of joy. And I'm not alone in that. I think so many others, it can be that simple gesture that brings things to life, or, you know, in that looking into a partner's eyes for a moment, or back here. It's a way of connecting with self, with other. For me, it's a way of connecting with spirit. So dance is huge. Also, Rosanna, I want to tell you where the point of inspiration came for this particular event. Because there was a couple in Table Mesa in the Martin Acres neighborhood who over the summer, last summer, started hosting block parties with live Brazilian music. And people came out and were dancing in the street, literally, in order to just be together and celebrate in the music and feel that aliveness and that richness. And so, and I attended them and I loved it. And then winter came and fall and everyone went indoors and it was like, well, we can't do this anymore. And so that point of inspiration was, how do I, in my work as a community arts organization, facilitate a bridge of that kind of natural impulse of coming together around music? How do I provide that bridge through the winter? And so by having one dance right now, while there's still snow on the ground, in celebration of carnival, inviting everyone to come together in a safe way, and with that hope of springtime and other spontaneous music events and dance events and more block parties. I wish our town would be full of block parties, of people just saying, we just need music and dance, let's do it.
I have been speaking with Merlene Holmes about Carnival Dance with Creativity Alive and Live Brazilian Music. This is going to be happening February the 25th at the Mennonite Church in Boulder from 7 to 9:30 p.m. People need to register in order to go in, and you're not going to have to require to use a mask, but you can use it if you want, but you are going to have to show a proof that you don't have COVID-19. Thank you so much again for this opportunity.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.
Tune in this Thursday at 9 a.m. to hear the latest edition of the Radio Book Club. We've been reading the novel They Can't Take Your Name, in which author Robert Justice tells of a wrongful conviction.
For all of my adult life, I have asked myself the question, what can I do when it comes to wrongful convictions? It's just something that has grabbed my heart. And there was even a time when I thought, should I go back to law school and just become a part of the movement that way?
The book is set in Five Points in Denver.
Known as the Harlem of the West. And the jazz club that I write about, I call it the Roz in the book, but it's based upon the Rossonian, which was this historic jazz club.
Tune in to hear Robert Justice speak about his novel, They Can't Take Your Name, on the Radio Book Club, a collaboration between KGNU and the Boulder Bookstore, this Thursday at 9 a.m.
It's time for Radio Nibbles here on the Thursday Morning Magazine. John Lindorf is in the studio today with two special guests.
Good morning, Shannon. It's a chilly, difficult morning, but we're here with some warmth and wonderful food. I have two cool guests in the studio with me, Charlene Kay and Isha Ray. Isha is Char's. Isha? Aisha is Char's daughter. Mm-hmm. They have a company in Boulder that I love. It's Ray's and Kay's Authentic Puerto Rican and Soul Food. And not only, I believe it's the only soul food in Puerto Rican restaurant in Boulder County.
Yeah.
And I think where we should start... You can decide who's first here, but just tell me what's on the menu.
Oh gosh, well you know I love talking about my soul food. So, yeah. So the fried chicken, which everybody seems to absolutely love, and do not ask what's in it and how I make it or how I fry it.
Good stuff, I assume.
It's absolutely phenomenal. But yes, with the soul food, I got the mac and cheese, fried chicken. You can collard greens, sweet potatoes. Two different kinds of cornbread, either soul.
So two kinds of cornbread?
Two kinds of cornbread, sweet
one,
or the southern.
So that's the northern and the southern, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. So
which cornbread wins usually in the long run?
I'd say sweet. I was going to say southern, but I guess because I love the southern because I love the cornmeal cornbread with the buttermilk, and so that's my favorite.
And whereas I think of it as my dessert.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the sweet one, you mean?
Yeah. Okay, I see.
So yeah. That's why I like the other one to go with it. But yeah, right. And I have wings. We've got either hot wings, buffalo wings, fried wings, or barbecue.
But enough of that soul food. Aisha, the other half of this is Puerto Rican food.
Puerto Rican.
Give a short reason why you're... While you're cooking Puerto Rican food in Boulder, Colorado.
In Boulder County, yeah. So I have a 16-year-old daughter who's Puerto Rican. Her grandmother taught me how to make Puerto Rican food for, I guess, like 16 years. Yeah. I learned how to dance, just the whole culture of Puerto Rico and... The people are amazing. So I took that and implemented it into our lives, you know, on a daily basis. Yeah. Made my daughter Puerto Rican food, and it just matches well with soul food.
Well, they come from similar roots.
Are very similar roots. But so
what's on the Puerto Rican side of the menu?
Sure. So I do arroz con gandules.
So
arroz con gandules is going to be rice and pigeon peas. And it's considered the red rice of Puerto Rican. And then I do white rice and beans, which is just the beans, olives, and the potatoes with rice on top of it. But for our main dishes, we do rellenos de papas, pastelillos. I also do pollo guisado.
You got to tell me what those are.
So let's start with pastelillos. They're similar to empanadas. Everybody knows what an empanada is,
It's a deep-fried pastry shell with different things in the middle.
Inside of it, yeah.
I love those.
Yes, those are amazing. Yes. Those are big sellers.
Yeah. And she makes that from scratch.
I do the homemade dough.
Everything.
So it's very authentic. And the main key of Puerto Rican food is sofrito.
Right.
So the sofrito is very, very important into all of them. And mine is very homemade. I think I've had it for, 15 years that I've been perfecting it. So, yeah.
It's not like a sourdough culture. You have the same one from 15 years ago, but you make it fresh.
Yeah, I make it.
But and it's essentially herbs and spices and vegetables.
Correct.
It's that core flavoring.
All blended together, which make that very distinct Puerto Rican taste. You know, without it doesn't. It's not Puerto Rican.
Right.
I don't think so.
Right. But when I first talked to you, you were... at the Broker.
Yeah.
And then now you've moved to...
2825 Wilderness Place.
Right next to Chemaine's Bakery.
Yes, exactly.
Also very cool.
Absolutely.
But you don't have seating. It's strictly takeout.
Yeah. Pick up and deliver. Yeah, people... sometimes they're just lined up out there. And we just have to go out there and start
and
taking
orders.
Right? We actually just finally hired somebody because we can't take the orders and execute the dinners to get them out. So yeah, it's going well.
Well, you get those little old ladies getting their Sunday dinner.
We do. Yeah. Well, yeah. Saturday. Yeah,
right.
We do.
Right.
We really do. Yeah, we've had walk-ups. People just walk up and see the sign. Oh, you guys, and then they'll call and say, "You guys, where are you guys at? I'm trying to get in." And, well, sorry, you can't get in, but we can definitely take your orders. So. Right. Yeah, and it's raisingcase2go.com. So.
Right.
RAISANDKAYS2go.com.
Yes, which is important because it's spelled slightly different.
Yeah,
But let me tell you, if you Google soul food in Boulder, they come up.
We pop up.
Yes. Right away. What else is on the menu? Did we miss anything?
No. Well, we do have a new the Mac Wrap.
Yeah.
The Mac Wrap where we just do take the what is that thing?
So we take our mac and cheese and we're going to put it into an egg roll and roll it up and deep fry it. It's really popular back home.
Oh my gosh, people
and
love it.
Everybody loves our mac and cheese.
Oh my God.
I just was like, oh, let's do this. Yeah.
And the fabulous thing about this food, folks, is that it's incredibly healthy for you. Because it makes your soul happy.
It does.
And in these times, we all need that.
So, yeah, we do.
Skip a lot of the other crap in your diet, if you'll excuse my radio French.
Thank you.
So, what have you learned about Boulder doing this, about the people and culture?
I think that Boulder is amazing. The people here are so welcoming to what we're doing here. They want this. They want the culture. They want us to stay and be here, and they're so supportive. And I really just absolutely love that we started here in Boulder and that we're focusing on staying in Boulder because of how welcoming it is and how it's mostly needed.
Well, it's that, and you talked about it, you both talked about it being, in effect, a cultural mission.
Yes.
To kind of represent it's not really an underrepresented cuisine, but, actually in Boulder it is.
Yeah. It absolutely is in Boulder,
But it's introducing people to culture through the food.
Yeah, and it's an experience, okay? So we are creating an experience for everybody here that they can't find around here.
Yeah, and the other thing is, though, that I love so much is every time, just like the when we get the Google reviews, we've just fantastic reviews, but when people say to me, oh my gosh, this reminds me of when, just like the gentleman said in the review yesterday, reminds me of something my grandmother used to make this, or the collard greens, and people, it brings back such a great memory to them. That's what I love, because it was my aunt in Georgia, as you know, that taught me this food. You know, when I was third grade, and she made me get up and watch her cook, and I was so mad. And now, God bless you, Aunt Annabelle. Thank you.
And we're going to wrap it up here shortly. Before we go, one thing I did want to mention, in 2 weeks, we will have an extremely supersized edition of Radio Nibbles, where we bring you... entertainment, and we ask for your support and hope you become members, and we'll have some wonderful food-oriented premiums and gifts for you. So we hope you tune in March 10th. Typically, our show ends with, what's the best thing you ate lately? Aisha?
Yeah, I actually went Sunday night and went to Citio City and had the most amazing vegan wings. This place I highly, highly recommend if you're a vegan or vegetarian, which I am. And so, yeah, Citio City.
Which is an interesting thing, considering the food that you're cooking.
Considering the food that I cook, I am vegan or vegetarian.
I assume you are not.
No,
she's not.
Oh, no.
And, but so it was chicken.
Satan's wings, the wings, they were so delicious, so flavorful, and it almost was like they weren't even, it wasn't even vegetarian or vegan, so it hit the spot, shall I say.
You can add it to the menu?
Yeah. Well, she can.
She can.
I was already thinking about it.
families. Anyway, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us. It's been amazing. Thank you.
Again, it's Ray's and Kay's authentic Puerto Rican and soul food in Boulder. And like I said, Google soul food in Boulder and there you'll find Isha and Char and fried chicken and
Puerto Rico.
And Puerto Rico.
Well, I want to thank both of the guests and John for coming into the studio today. That's all the time we have for today's Morning Magazine. So again, thank you to Benita Lee, Steve Miller, Rosanna Longobetter, and to everybody who came for Radio Nibbles today, Aisha, Char, and John. Stay tuned for the BBC News headlines, and after that, we'll have a public affair with Tish Buford, followed by the Radio Book Club, right here on your community radio station, KGNU.